Kat and Nelly.
We are free.
Free radio.
Football's important around here. Kat doesn't care about it in the slightest. You've got no interest, have you?
I just haven't. It's passed me by. Sorry, I just don't.
Look, there's such a big game tomorrow. We thought we need to educate you at least a little bit. So we set you up for a curry with Matt Murray, the former Wolves goalkeeper.
Yeah, it was brilliant. I've always wanted to be a wag. Got my finery on, got my slap on.
I'm worried.
Went for a curry.
And hopefully you had plenty to talk about as well, because it was all about football, wasn't it?
We had a lovely conversation.
Well, look, we recorded the conversation, so let's hear this football chat.
First thing I want to ask you is, what's your favourite colour?
Favourite colour? Is old gold and black, obviously, because, you know, my old gold is just linked to Wolves. So, it's been in my blood for a long, long time since I was 9.
Right, OK. What star sign are you?
Taurus. But if you're going to go on to animals, then you need to be starting to talk about wolves, maybe, something like that.
If you were to live in the jungle, what animal would be your pet animal?
What is this to do with football and living in a jungle and stuff like that?
What are you going to be doing on Saturday?
Saturday, I'll be listening out for the football results. Birmingham City playing West Brom, things like that. Some huge, huge games. So I'll be listening out for the results and following all the football. And yourself?
Oh, sorry, I wasn't listening. I just got a text from my son. Right.
Hang on, I'm going to stop it there. There's nothing about... He's trying his best to talk about football and you keep blanking him.
I don't care.
I paid for this curry.
It was a really nice curry, thank you very much. We had a lot of food. He's really nice company, honestly.
The point was, you were supposed to talk about football. Look, here's another part of the little chat you had. Please say there's some football in it.
What do you think would be the best food to go out for and eat in Wolverhampton?
We used to enjoy the Nando's up in Wolves. Sometimes go there after a game as well. Nice bit of chicken. If you're in Wolves... You know, obviously, there's a top football team as well. You could go to the restaurant, the Legends. Sir Jack has a restaurant there. You could.
Do you play sport at all?
Did I play sport? I am actually, ex-footballer. I used to be a goalkeeper for Wolves. So if anything you want to know about football, please ask.
No. I don't want to know anything about football. You ever played tennis?
You're just on the wind-up now, aren't you? This is getting ridiculous.
I'm me on the wind-up.
It's hard to believe, isn't it?
Surely not.
There is one more part of this curry with Matt Murray. I'm so worried there's still not going to be any football chat.
What's your favourite supermarket?
Well, it's by Molyneux. There's a massive Asda.
What's the Molyneux?
Wow, we are strong. That is the home of football. It's a golden palace. It's where Wolverhampton Wanderers play.
Speaking of football, isn't there like a big ding-dong derby doobie thingy going on?
The game is obviously, it's a big Midlands derby, if you like, the ding-dong derby, as you said.
Birmingham. So everybody's got to go to derby?
A derby means that it's when two local sides play each other, so... With Birmingham City and West Brom being only a few miles apart.
So they're all going to Derby. That's a bit daft, isn't it?
Right, look, Kat, it's been lovely meeting you, but I thought working with Tom Ross, I thought that was hard work, but do you know what? You have taken it to a different level. So, yeah, you can go to Derby if you want, but I'm going to go home. So, all the best.
Poor Matt Murray. What have you done to him?
Kat and Nelly.
We are free.
Free Radio.